Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Welcome everybody to day two. Today is all about looking at your sleep and your movement as well. So it's time to get moving. Whether you already work out at the gym or you have a workout space, today your task is to familiarize yourself with some sort of movement or exercises. Now, for this program, I chose the most foundational exercises that can help you build some strength and fitness. We will not be able to cover all of this in this video, but I encourage you to go to YouTube and check it out. These are pretty simple and common, so you can find it everywhere. And don't worry, you don't have to perfect them. You just have to start getting into the habit of doing them. This will be somewhat your first workout, so I'm really excited about you guys. In addition to getting your body moving, we will be talking about sleep, because sleep is one of the most important cornerstones of losing weight, your dream body, and it's one of the most cheapest biohacks, like Dave Asprey says. I heard him talk at Mind Valley this weekend. It was good. So he emphasizes a lot on sleep. So let's get into it. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is exercise. Today, I'm going to talk to you about three things. Squat, which is for the legs, some sort of a pull exercise, and push exercise. Let's see, what do we have here? Okay, repetitions. Whatever you do at the gym or by yourself, aim for 10 repetitions per set. Make sure you go slow. You should take 3 seconds in the eccentric movement, which means when you're putting things down, and 2 seconds in the concentric movement. That means 5 seconds per rep. Perform 3 exercises. The first step is for you to understand how to use these machines. Go to a trainer or look at a video. Ask someone how to do it if you're unfamiliar. Make sure you focus on your breathing. Make that mind and body connection. And then when you're feeling strong, go for your exercises. Now, here are a bunch of exercises that you can do at home or at the gym. For example, the barbell back squats, lat pull down, seated rows. So make sure you go through these and do it. I'm not going to talk much about the exercise part because that's common knowledge. What I want to talk to you about is to keep a digital or a handwritten workout journal. Make sure you record how you're performing and pay attention to your body. Remember, today is what you need to do is to connect with your body. Make sure you understand the mechanics of each movement. And while doing this, you'll be able to build a strong foundation. Now, let's go to my favorite part, sleep. Now, I have curated a list of foods that can help you promote your sleep. Some of these foods are scientifically backed, so let's go through them together. First one is kiwi. So kiwi contains melatonin, serotonin, and a lot of antioxidants. There are studies that have shown us that eating 2 kiwis before bed can decrease the time for you to fall asleep. And the high serotonin content also helps regulate your sleep cycle. So enjoy kiwis before bed. An hour or two before bed, have 2 kiwis. The next one is tart cherry juice. This is really high in melatonin, a hormone that helps you sleep fast. So what I would say, if your sleep is not on point, then at least have it twice a day. This will enhance your natural melatonin levels. If you want to know how much, 237 ml is shown in scientific literature to be good. Then we look at bananas. Now, bananas are really high in an amino acid called L-tryptophan, which the body converts into hormones like serotonin and melatonin. It's got a lot of potassium, so it helps you relax the muscles, the mind, and it helps you transition into a good sleep. So having one banana could be an option. Then comes turkey. Now, turkey is also a protein-rich food. It's high in a protein called L-tryptophan, which also enhances your sleep quality, and it has calming effects on the brain. So this is why after Thanksgiving, most of the people are falling asleep. Then we look at fish. Now, my favorite category of fish is something called as the smash fishes. Smash stands for salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, herring, which make up these smash fishes. Now, these fishes are really high in fatty acids like omega-3 and vitamin D, which have been linked to increased serotonin. And regular consumption of this can help you fall asleep faster and improve your sleep quality. What I like to do is I plan to have like one of these fish types per meal. Then comes carbohydrates. Now, a lot of people are sometimes low carb and, you know, keto. I did that for a very long time. And what I find is that carbohydrates also convert into serotonin and melatonin and tryptophan in the body. So have a little bit of carbohydrates if you can. Don't be completely keto or low carb. It might hurt you, especially your sleep. Then let's look at some of the things that but you should just basically avoid because they'll spoil your sleep architecture. The first one is spicy food. So spicy food usually has a compound called capsaicin, which can elevate your body temperature and reduce your sleep. So avoid, I'm not saying don't have spicy food at all, but try to consume spicy meals in the day, not in the night. Then we look at cheese. So cheese has high levels of an amino acid called tyramine. And tyramine can stimulate the brain, which means it can lead to sleep disturbances. Skip eating cheese at night. Then comes sugary desserts. So what sugar spikes does is that it causes a fluctuation in the blood sugar levels, and that leads to wakefulness, disturbs sleep. And that's why I say avoid the high sugar, because it takes your body on a roller coaster ride, which you don't want to. Then it's alcohol. Now, alcohol consumption usually helps you fall asleep faster, but then it wakes you up in the middle of the night and it interferes with your REM sleep. So you could have some sleep after having alcohol, but it's not restorative at all. So I like to usually drink a bit earlier, but also not drink so much. Then comes chocolate. So chocolate also contains some stimulating compounds like caffeine in a minor way. And the major compound that it contains is theobromine, which can keep you awake at night. So avoid things with chocolate or have them earlier. Then comes acidic food. So acidic food can lead to heartburn, gastrointestinal discomfort, and it disturbs sleep quite a lot. So be careful of acidic foods like tomatoes right before bed. It can cause some discomfort. So that's it for today. Plan your evening meals. Make sure you go through the list. Choose the ones that will help your sleep. Avoid the ones that don't help your sleep. And yeah, make sure you do your movement. I will see you in day 3. Thank you for joining me today, guys.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.